WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our resident urban legend expert, Jan Harald Brunvand, joins us today with another story he's been tracking. It's about food and suspicion.
Recently, my travel agent asked me if I collect funny travel stories. I collect all good stories, I assured her. Even if they might be true, she wondered. Especially then, I said. So she told me a story about an airline passenger and a Snickers candy bar, which she had been told by another client. The passenger, an older woman, was on her way from Salt Lake City to the East Coast and needed to change planes in Denver. She wanted a snack during her short layover, so she bought a Snickers bar and a cup of coffee and took them to one of those little tables they have near the snack bars. Because it was a busy time of day, she found herself sharing the table with a young man. She unwrapped the candy bar and took a bite, and to her amazement, the man then picked up the Snickers bar from the table and took a bite from it himself. Though angry, the woman said nothing, but she took her revenge by reaching over and taking a bite out of a donut that he had on a plate before him. Then her flight was called and she had to run. When she reached into her purse for her boarding pass, there was her own Snickers bar, still in its wrapper. As gently as possible, I told my incredulous travel agent that this was a very familiar story, and not just in our country. In England, where it was first collected in 1972, they call this urban legend the Packet of Biscuits. The scene is usually a train station. The man is a Pakistani, West Indian, or African immigrant, and he endures the insult in silence. The unwitting thief is an older, upper-class woman. English science fiction author Douglas Adams included the story in his 1984 book, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, and he has retold it on talk shows, giving the impression that the incident really happened to him in London. In one of these versions, the woman has just left an assertiveness training class and is in the proper mood to take decisive action against the man, whom she assumes is eating part of her snack. Kit Kat bars have four segments, so the two travelers alternate in breaking off and eating sections. Such versions of the story are also found in Australia and New Zealand. The young man in these legends may be described as a punk rocker who maintains a stony silence. Other foods have also crept into this legend. In one Australian version, the two travelers in a cafeteria actually share a bowl of soup, taking alternate spoonfuls in angry silence. Only later does the woman notice her own original bowl cooling on the nearby table where she had placed it when she returned to the serving line for a spoon. English folklorists have suggested that what at first appears in the story to be polite sharing of food represents the ideal of full acceptance of minorities by members of the majority culture. But on another level, the woman's actual eating of the man's food reveals underlying resentment against outsiders encroaching into her country. The immigrant man behaves more civilly than the English woman, thus demonstrating what one folklorist called the patient and indeed saintly character of the often despised and rejected. There are even versions of the story in England in which the man carefully breaks his last biscuit in half to share it. As the story spread to the States and beyond, its emphasis shifted from the social or cultural differences between the two people to simply being about the confrontation of a man versus a woman and an older person versus a younger one. With the addition of details like airplane travel, a punk rocker, or an assertiveness training class, the story is made to fit perfectly into the current social scene.
Jan Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah.